Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today as we're going to talk about the energies of Venus and Mars over the next few months. I found some very interesting things that were happening between these two personal planets, and I thought it'd be great to talk about it and look into it a little bit more, because not only is Venus and Mars associated with our relationships, feminine, masculine, giving, receiving, ego, and heart, but it also affects how we feel about ourselves in the world, how we approach what we want, how we feel worthy of receiving, and how we understand how the energies are meant to guide us even when they're not quite syncing up. So we have some very interesting energies with Venus and Mars, and we're going to look at that in today's show. Today is February 3rd, 2020. Welcome to the second month of the year. I also thought this topic would be timely because of Valentine's Day and all the energies that come up in the collective, as well as in our individual lives, around partnerships, love, relationships, and all the ways that it activates what's in our hearts that come alive during this time of year. Valentine's Day happens during the sun's journey through Aquarius, and it's actually a time of universal love. How you feel invigorated and recognized for who you are individually, and then, of course, how you share that energy with other people. So Valentine's Day is actually quite fascinating to observe because in pop culture, we think it's about romantic love, but romantic love is actually Leo energy. Collective love, the bigger, higher consciousness versions of love, are associated with Aquarius. So understanding this from an astrological viewpoint could help you see something new about what Valentine's Day means to you. And perhaps when you were growing up, or even if you have children now, it was very common for kids to give Valentine's Day cards to everyone in the classroom, or to have some kind of event that was about celebrating with friends. And that is actually more of the energy of Valentine's Day with the sun in Aquarius. So it's quite interesting to look at how we then have taken it to be something about our personal value or our personal sense of love in our life, when really the energy is asking you to rise up and look at what definitions of love you carry in your energy and in your world, and how that energy creates expectations and how it shows up in your relationships and in your personal partnerships. And we'll talk a bit more about this as we look at what Venus is doing over the next few months and Mars. So before we get started, I do want to basically pick up where we left off, which is how January 2020 was a very big month. Big energetically, big in the collective, big in the world. We saw Brexit. We're seeing this impeachment debacle with President Trump. We're seeing the coronavirus and the fear that creates and everything associated with how we're connected as a population as well. The very strong Capricorn energies are asking us, in fact, requiring us to be very clear and realistic about the state of your life right now and the state of the world. And with that maturity, with that responsible understanding of what you have participated in, of what you have created in your life, understanding how every choice is an energy, understanding how everything we put out is something that manifests or comes back to us, understanding the power of your energy. All of this is meant to give you an understanding of where you're ready to shift, change, and grow. Because this very strong energy is also revealing what has been stagnant or stuck across multiple lifetimes. And that's why it can feel so big, because you've come up against a fear, a challenge, an area of life that you are being required to shift permanently, to face that fear head on, to be in your courage, to be in your power, to be in that place of where are the new choices? Where am I able to do something differently for my best and highest good? And this is not any kind of energy where we just sit back and observe. It's requiring your full participation, and it's asking you to be strong, to stay strong, to keep being strong. You know, we are meant to keep going. We are here for the long term. our energy, our soul energy, our spiritual energy is timeless and is designed to continually ebb and flow and release and shift and change. And when we come into human form, well, we have things we have to take care of. We have our fears, we have our blocks, we have our challenges, we have the parts of ourselves that we never want to budge or never want to change. But then the cosmic weather comes through and reveals that now it's time. So we're all being invited to step into what you know you're ready to shift. And by the way, you can still have fears about that. You can still be nervous and anxious. You can still understand mentally or energetically, intuitively, okay, I have to work on this, or this is a part of my life that's changing, and I'm scared, and I don't know what's going to happen, and I have some fears about that. Completely okay. It's all right to feel that because it's very normal, it's very human, and it also is showing you the parts of yourself that have the biggest potential to grow. So in a way, I find that it's really quite beautiful to feel that courage and that strength, and at the same time understand that you might not know the solution or know the path or know the next steps. But this is where, especially in February and into March, we have to get out of our heads and out of how we thought it would be or the typical places that we would go for solutions. And I say that because of the upcoming Mercury retrograde in Pisces. Now, Mercury is currently has entered his shadow as I do this show, and Mercury is going to be moving back and forth in Pisces. The retrograde begins February 16th at 12 degrees of Pisces. It's February 16th at 7:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which could be the 17th for you. Mercury retrograde will travel back to 28 degrees of Aquarius, station direct March 10th, and then go forward again and leave the shadow zone on March 30th. So we essentially have February and March of feeling that you can trust yourself and don't believe everything you think, that the mind is not where the only answers show up. And I'll tell you on a personal note that, you know, I have really awesome women in my life that I'm just so grateful for. And one thing that we practice with each other, my closest friends, is just that openness and that excitement of how's this going to play out? What's going to happen? You know what? It's going to be awesome. It's going to be for my best and highest good. It's going to be so clear. I'm not going to miss it. And I know spirit has this. I know things are coming together perfectly. I don't have to overthink it. I'm not going to stress it out. These are the kind of messages we share with each other because we need to have those thoughts in our brain that, hey, this could be absolutely spectacular. This could be something that you don't even have to concern yourself in figuring out today or right now. You can just take the steps that are needed and know that it's going to show up in a way that will support you. And these kinds of thoughts really help us energetically, and they can calm down the fear body. They can calm down those emotional parts of us that go into these various places of what ifs and oh no and I hope nots. No, you have to be mentally strong. This is about getting mentally stronger, and that mental strength will then connect with your spiritual self, your higher self, and your soul wisdom. Because sometimes our minds are the weakest link. It's true. So just understand that after January, with very big dynamic energies and changes and pushes and no going back, for most people, there's something that came to your awareness that maybe you could feel or were sensing, and it brought up something that has to change. It has to change. And it's not only that Saturn-Pluto conjunction, but it was also the very strong eclipse energies. Jupiter and Mercury were conjunct the south node in Capricorn as well. So there was a lot of endings. And now we're in this zone of perhaps even a free float, just kind of floating and looking at where it's necessary for you to make these changes, but to know that you're not alone in this. Stay curious. stay inquisitive, stay open, stay in that place of, you know, this could really play out even better. And even if there are the twists and turns, I know that I'm not traveling alone through this. And I call in my higher self now. I call in my guides. I call in the powerful energies of God, Source, Spirit, the universe to travel with me, because we have entered new terrain. And that new terrain brings up new questions, but there's always solutions. There's always answers. There's always more information. And part of entering any new territory, even just a new job, for example, if you start a new job and you don't know what you don't know, you just don't know. And so that's okay. That's how you learn. If you were to look back on a previous job you had, you know, at day one, you started with certain expectations or a certain understanding of what happened or what something would be or how this would play out or even who your coworkers were, et cetera, et cetera. We always have these expectations, but part of what you learn is like, wow, I was way off the mark, but I learned a lot through that process. And so stay open to the fact that there is new terrain, but there's new solutions, there's new possibilities, and there's new energies of manifestation that were not here last decade. And if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that I often talk about last decade. I'm finding it harder to do so. The energy feels heavier. So I take that as a sign, okay? We're not going to be focusing on last decade because been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, put some stains on the t-shirt, threw out the t-shirt. Like, this is a new day. A new day is dawning and we need to keep moving forward. So on that note, let's take a look at what Venus is doing as she begins February. And let's also look at Mars. Now, these energies are important because Venus is our feminine. It's the parts of ourselves that want to receive, that are about feeling love and feeling that we're connected and in a place of receptivity to what feels lovable. So we have this very strong feminine energy associated with Venus. This is also true in your natal chart with your moon sign. Essentially, your moon sign and your Venus are how you receive. And if they are in feminine signs of water and earth, then that ability to receive is more in what we would consider the feminine vibrations. Conversely, if your moon and Venus are in masculine astrological signs, which are the fire signs and the air signs, then your feminine energy is actually more of a go-getter and it asserts itself more. Now, there is no better or worse with these energies, but it's understanding your own dynamics that matter. Because you could have, for example, a very strong Venus in Sagittarius. And she is very freedom-seeking, and she wants to do things on her own, and she wants to have her own adventures. And that is not the typical energy of reception that we think of when we think of the feminine archetypes. And I should really say that I realize I'm speaking in stereotypes to an extent here, and I realize that some of this you have to basically apply it to your own life because, as we know, there are so many ways that the feminine archetypes express itself. There are so many different ways that feminine energy is here, and that's what makes it beautiful and strong. What I'm trying to explain is how these energies show up in you and show up in the world right now. So if you have that strong Venus in Sagittarius, you want to do things on your own. You're not waiting for somebody to help you. Whereas if you have that Venus in Pisces, which is where Venus is right now, then there's times when you would love the emotional support and you would love more of the connection. So understanding your natal Venus is important to understanding how you feel loved. Understanding your natal moon is how you receive. So this quickly becomes a very interesting conversation within ourselves, within your natal chart. Then we have the masculine energies of Mars. And Mars is associated with what you desire, what you go after, how you assert yourself. In the natal chart, Mars and the Sun are known as the two strong masculine energies. But again, those could be in feminine astrological signs. Okay, so this becomes very personal. This is how astrology really becomes individualized, is that you notice where your Venus is and your Moon. You notice where your Mars is and your Sun. You could have all four in feminine signs. You could have all four in masculine signs. You could have three in masculine signs and one in feminine signs, and so on, and so on, and so on. Many, many combinations. Look at what this is for you. It's going to really help you understand how you do relationships. And chances are it's been very unconscious. Chances are it's something that you didn't see in yourself and you didn't realize. But as you get to know each of these energies within you, you're going to see how you show up in relationship to yourself as well as in relationship to other people. So at this time, we have Venus in Pisces. And she's going to be staying in Pisces until February 7th when she enters Aries. Right now, we have Mars in Sagittarius, a fire sign, and Mars will stay in Sag until February 16th. Now, at this time, Venus in Pisces and Mars in Sagittarius are both mutable signs, and it's creating a square. They have a square energy that's 90 degrees apart the beginning of February, which means they're not getting along. The masculine and the feminine have different agendas, different intentions, and different needs. They're not on the same page. And you could see this within yourself, where your feminine energy, Venus and Pisces, needs a break, wants some downtime, wants to be left alone. But this Mars in Sag is action-oriented, making something happen, doesn't want to rest. In fact, has a restlessness to him. And so you can feel this in yourself and you can feel this in relationships that we're not on the same page right now. We have a different ways that we're approaching things, different perspectives. This can be arguments. This can be fights. This could be a sense of frustration. Both Pisces and Sagittarius are mutable signs. The mutable signs are basically the commitment phobes. They're the ones that want to be able to have choices and options, and they don't want to be locked down. Give me my freedom. Let me do things my own way. Let me disappear when I need to. Let me have my space. So that is one thing that Venus and Mars have in common right now. They need their own space. And you could feel that in yourself or in your life right now. You could feel that in your connections with men or your connections with women. It's sort of like that sense of, we're not on the same page, but can you let it be? Can you just allow this to be part of a cycle? And it's very important to know, because as we move through February and into March, the same theme continues. The relationship energies are not syncing up, and there's always a purpose for that. Always a purpose. So what we're essentially looking at with this Venus and Pisces is what part of our feminine energies we're meant to let go of. And I feel this as some of the lower shadow energies of the feminine, where the feminine, when she does not feel loved and she does not feel seen, she can go into her shadow expressions. And of course, you could probably name many of those, but it's important to look at what they are within yourself. And Venus in Pisces is asking you to look at any tendency towards blame, victim stories, powerlessness, escapism, where you're not being forthright and honest with how you feel, and how that can show up as a manipulative approach, how that can show up as games, like not really saying what's in your heart, but trying to find a place of power that is ultimately not healing and not helping the situation. Venus in Pisces can also show you where you're not dealing with the reality of a situation head on, and therefore playing this game of, I'm not going to deal with it, I don't have to worry about it, it's not my problem, it's only them, it's her, it's him, it's them, and not taking ownership. So, of course, looking at these within yourself is where your power lies, and it's also how you elevate your own consciousness to understand how you operate at times in ways that perhaps you haven't seen before. Now, when Venus enters Aries on February 7th, she returns to a new sense of self. And Venus in Aries is independent. She wants to do things her own way. This is not a relationship sign. Venus in Aries is known as being in her detriment because she is in opposition to Libra. And when Venus is in Aries, she is far away from her home sign of Libra, where she wants to get along with people. Astrology is wonderful in how we can learn through the contrast. So for all the ways that Venus in Libra wants to have conversations, wants to understand, wants to listen, wants to ask questions, wants to see what you need and how can we figure this out and get a win-win, Venus in Aries, not so much. She's actually here to fortify your sense of self. And she can come across as being too independent in the sense that she doesn't want a relationship. She's not interested in girlfriend stuff. She's not interested in doing something with the gang. Like, she just wants to be on her own. She wants to feel strong in her sense of self. This is the energy of leadership, self-leadership. It's very subjective. She can be sometimes acting out of anger, impatience, impulsiveness, all Aries traits. But ultimately, this Venus in Aries, in its highest expression, is meant to bring you back to yourself and what you need. This is the beginning of a new cycle. This is a sense of, okay, I've seen something in myself over the last 18 months that has brought me to a new understanding of who I am now and what I need. And that's how the Venus in Aries can at times come across as selfish, because if you sit down at a table and everyone's like, this is what I need, it's like nobody's really interested in hearing what the other person needs, right? They're like, this is what I need. It's about me. This is who I am. Well, if we can honor this and work with it consciously, then you understand what's happening. Venus in Aries means you also have to ensure you're allowing a conversation to unfold, that you're not just saying me, 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 but you're understanding that, well, wait, let me stop and check in with what someone else needs. So we do have to watch out for that. Venus in Aries, she can be very much on her own path and in her own energy. And there's an energy here of just do your own thing. You might have that need throughout February and into the first week of March to just do your own thing. Again, you might need more time to yourself. You might need to just kind of cut out or step back from too many interactions or relationships, because that Venus in Aries, it's like she has to have time for herself to feel strong. Then when she enters Taurus in March, she will actually be much more stable in terms of her ability to connect with other people and get a sense of what matters. So essentially, the feminine is quite fiery through February and into March. She's independent. She doesn't want to share. She doesn't want to connect in the typical ways that the feminine might have urges to at times. There's a distance here of going into what you need and what matters at this time in your life and honoring that. Astrology shows us the cycles, you know, the cycles of the energy and the cycles of where we're at. And this is a cycle of coming back to yourself right now. And it could feel like you don't have time or energy for the relationships that have asked too much of you. Now, keep in mind, there's always the shadow energies, and you do have to pay attention to if you're being too selfish, too self-involved, too narcissistic, if you're, you know, damaging relationships by cutting people out. I feel like there's been this resorting of just people and situations and connections. And Venus and Mars are each in their own world right now with that resorting of what matters. So the feminine is very much wanting her own time and space and wanting to return to what her truth is right now. What is your truth right now? And it could feel quite internal. Now, we have Mars in Sagittarius, and he's continuing his journey in Sag until February 16th. Mars in Sagittarius is also freedom-loving, independent, wants to have his space to roam and to not be tethered. Mars is going to go over the galactic center on February 12th and 13th. This is where Mars gets that blast of cosmic energy, cosmic consciousness, around what he wants now. Mars being the part of ourselves that asserts ourselves, that goes for what we want. We fight for what we want. We understand what is true for us. And in Sagittarius, we do it based on what we believe, on our experiences, on our opinions, on what has formed us, how we have been formed through life and through what we've learned along the way. So as Mars goes over that galactic center, that is the masculine energy getting a blast of cosmic consciousness. And it also pertains to the energies that were happening in late November when both Jupiter and Venus, the feminine, went over the galactic center. And what I'm feeling with this particular energy is that the feminine really got a huge dose of her truth and what matters to her over the past 2 months. And you could really feel this in your feminine energies, your feminine self, whatever that means to you, however that shows up for you, particularly in the heart. I feel like there's a heart reprogramming within us that's reminding us of what we love in ourselves, and how we take that energy out into the world to connect with others, how it then shifts our aura and our vibration of what you love now. So here now we have Mars, the masculine energy, coming through the last planet to connect with the galactic center in this current cycle. And the masculine is getting fortified with how you go after what you want, how you go after what you love. So I'm feeling like this is also, of course, shifting in relationships. And I'm getting that image of like, you're just not putting up with stuff. Like, it's just, no more of this. Sagittarius can be very decisive. You know, it can be like, this is not in truth. This is not justice. This is not the highest vibration. There's a sense of right and wrong in Sagittarius, but I feel that it has to do with the energetic expression that comes through now, but it relates to everybody's truth. And of course, truth can be opinionated and truth can be very individual, but this is universal truth, the truth of energies, right? The truth of someone who's always lied to you, or the truth of being around people who are never really fully authentic. And it can just be like, I'm done with this. This isn't me. This isn't what I want. I can't even be in this energy anymore. It's that rising sense of, I can't do this anymore. There's something that shifted within us individually because it's no longer an energetic fit. It's no longer your truth. And it feels like that's what's setting you up for this year, as well as the understanding of what you've learned. I'm hearing human nature. What you've learned about human nature. What you've learned about how people operate. And have you, this is what I'm getting here. Have you ever had someone in your life that they always have an excuse, or they always have something that justifies what they did, and nobody's ever called them on their own BS? And no one's ever said, can you just tell me honestly what's going on? Can you just tell me what you're really feeling or what you're really thinking? Like, stop with all the excuses. Stop with all the drama and the chaos and the madness. Just, I don't have any energy for it. I only have energy for the authentic truth of something, because this is a reflection of where you're at with yourself. And you could have that conversation with yourself. Like, why can't I just be fully honest with myself? Why am I giving people excuses, or why am I afraid of my feelings, or why am I afraid of being judged? This is really getting to the heart of things that can feel vulnerable and uncertain, and can feel like it's this whole new conversation with yourself that then comes through in your conversation with other people. There's been a shift. It's been a shift in your expectations of yourself and your expectations of life. And that when you really are in that place of, I want to understand and live based on who I truly am, it changes everything. It changes how you see people. It changes what you say yes to. It changes how you operate. It changes where you go. It changes your sense of a life purpose. Like, it all shifts. It all shifts, you know? And that's what's happening here, is that as we raise our consciousness and we look at the BS and we look at the crap and we look at the drama and we look at what's not true, you start to gain clarity of what is true for you. So here we have Mars going over the galactic center, February 12th and 13th, and it's going to infuse something in your masculine sense of self, and that's your healthy ego, okay, that's standing in your truth, that's a sense of, this is what I want in my life, and I'm going to make it happen, I'm going to go for it, I'm going to assert myself. That's all being elevated, and I feel it coming through, like I'm seeing it in our auras, as this very beautiful red magenta, and it feels like it directly relates to that root chakra energy, but it's permeating the aura. It has a new sparkle to it and a new way of reading energy and sensing what you must do or what you must not do. So this is one of the gifts of Mars in Sagittarius, is that we do understand which direction to go based on how it resonates with what you've learned, what you've experienced, and what is energetically true for you. Now, Mars is going to enter Capricorn on the 16th. Mars is strong in Capricorn. Mars is in charge and now will join Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto in Capricorn. Capricorn season's not over, by the way. So this is a very strong Mars. This Mars is stronger than Venus energetically. Venus is by herself doing her own thing. Nobody talk to me, leave me alone, I'm not available, I need to take care of some stuff for my journey, I need to come back to myself, I need to understand what matters to me. That's Venus. Mars, very strong right now. Mars is the trigger planet that's opening you up to this new purpose that you have to go for. And there's planning involved, there's strategy, there's a sense of, this is where I'm going for the long term. And there's an activation that's coming through February, March, that is showing you even more of what's worth your time and the direction you're headed. So the masculine energy is very strong, which means you do need to be aware of that in your body and in your ego. This Mars will basically run over people. Mars in Capricorn can be a bully to an extent. Can be cold-hearted and unaware of how he's coming across to other people, very single-minded and driven, but you want to do so with compassion and understanding. Mars in Capricorn is a cardinal sign. Venus in Aries is a cardinal sign. These two cardinal signs are leaders. There's a leadership energy here, and it's very strong in what you want now. So what I'm feeling is that each of us are basically being driven by what matters now. And these are not relationship energies. And it could feel like you're so focused on what you need to get done, what you need to do, what's in front of you, where you're going, what you're planning, what matters, that you can perhaps even unnecessarily shut off relationships. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. But this is an understanding that your energy is really focused on making some things real in your life right now. And can you also honor that in other people? If someone doesn't get back to you right away, if someone doesn't respond to your text, or if somebody You think they're blowing you off. I feel like everyone is just kind of cocooned through February and March because these relationship energies are really active in where we're going and what we want, and they're not interested in connecting to other people so much. So that can help with your expectations of both February and March. Then as we go into April, in April, Venus is going to enter Gemini and Mars is going to enter Aquarius, and then they sync up through a trine in the air signs. And that's when they are on the same page and having great conversations and meeting up and socializing. So that can help you see how April will shift this dynamic. But basically, February and March, each planet, each energy has a separate intention right now, a separate need that needs to be fulfilled. And if you can approach relationships in that way right now, it's going to help you. You won't take things personally. You'll understand that, all right, you know, each person in their corner doing what they need to do, or each person in their office, at their desk, in their room, working on what they need to work on. And then we're going to connect in a very interesting, informative way in April. But this is not the best time to push anything, okay? Don't push for a conversation. Don't push for understanding. Don't push to sit down and figure it out. I feel like it's going to lead to more, well, I mean, with Venus in Aries, the more explosions, and Mars in Capricorn, go away. I don't want to talk to you. It's really not a time to force an issue. Not to mention that through February and March, we have Mercury retrograde in Pisces. So use this time wisely to focus on what's in front of you, what's within your power, what you can do on your own. Focus on where your energy needs to go to take care of things, to move something along, to be creative, to follow a passion, to look at what you want to put in place now that matters for where you're going this year and what you want next. All of that is well supported. And if you can allow that of other people, it's going to help. Because it is normal to perhaps solve something or figure out a solution or get on the same page or talk it out. And it just isn't the best time for that. In general, right, these are general energies. In your own chart, there might be things that do support talking it out right now or moving through a process or, you know, having ongoing conversations. I would suggest the ongoing conversations would be healthier instead of thinking you're going to have it all figured out in one conversation. So keep that in mind, because there's a lot about February that we are all individually moving through. I mean, January was big for all of us, and we're coming off of a very big former decade. And everyone needs time to themselves, downtime, sorted out time, leave me alone time. You know, let me just decompress and have some space. And I really feel that that's going to be one of the best things to do in February, the nurturing, healing thing, the honoring of yourself, the honoring of your energy, the honoring of your heart, and understanding how sometimes that's the best gift you can give someone else as well. If you're interested in understanding more about the energies of February, you can definitely check out my February 2020 monthly Soul Growth Astrology webinar that goes into more of these bigger, deeper themes of the month, including why Neptune and Uranus are really significant in February, in addition to the other energies that are happening. So that's for those of you who want to go deeper, and those monthly webinars always are about learning your astrology chart, how to look at the transits of the month as they relate to your astrology chart. And you can get it for $11 with the coupon code Aquarius. And you can find that below this podcast. So I hope that helps you look at what is happening in your chart through Venus and through Mars, as well as this Mercury retrograde. And also just understanding the importance of the downtime right now, or that withdrawal period, and that it's okay to be in your own space. It's okay to be in your own world. Now, with the strong Venus in Aries and Mars in Capricorn, these could be challenging for any energies you might have in Libra, which is opposite of Aries, and Cancer, opposite of Capricorn. The opposite signs could feel that biggest disconnect or powerlessness, could feel like this is out of my comfort zone, I don't really want to do this right now, this isn't my normal mode of dealing with things. But of course, everything has a purpose, and everything is going to show you how you can trust the universe, how you can trust the timing of things, and that it can actually calm you and give you a point of peace when you tap into that energy. So I hope this show and this topic have given you some good insights and help for February and March, as the relationship energies are in different places and they're not quite getting along, but they are solving something and focused on something that's important. And when we work with these energies intentionally, they ultimately benefit us. So thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast episode. I'll be back on Wednesday with a look at what is unfolding as we move into February. And you can find out more about my current offerings, courses, and teachings at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com, where you can check out more about my books and spiritual teachings. Thank you so much for joining me, friends. I am so grateful that we're sharing this journey together. It certainly is never boring. And I look forward to connecting with you soon in our next show. Have a beautiful start to February. I'll see you soon.